You're listening to the Medics Impact Podcast, giving you the tips you need to be successful along the path to professional opportunities.
Nah. Нет. Nein. Nope. Nee. Nay. Nuh-uh. Swiping left. There are a lot of ways to say no. But on today's podcast, we're focusing on how to say no when there's a job offer on the table. Hello, and thank you for saying yes to the Impact Podcast. I am your host, the editor-in-chief of the Medics Career Impact blog, Andrew Bogue, and I'd like to welcome you to our episode all about how to decline a job offer. Now, typically on our podcast, we're all about embracing new opportunities and saying yes to professional advancement. However, the truth is, there are going to be times when you just need to say no to a job offer. Maybe another opportunity came along that you just can't pass up. Maybe interviews helped you realize that the job description you thought meant something means something totally different in reality. Maybe it's an issue with benefits, or compensation, or management style, or location. Look, there are a lot of good reasons to turn down job offers, and that's okay. What's not okay, however, is doing so in an unprofessional manner. One way in particular that's sure to burn some bridges is a relatively recent phenomenon known as ghosting. Now, ghosting started as a term in the dating world to describe the practice of simply disappearing after forming a relationship with someone, removing oneself from another person's life without a text, email, or heck, even the courtesy of a wave goodbye. Now, in the last few years, this practice has made the jump from awkward first dates into offices worldwide. Instead of taking the time to send an email or make a quick call explaining why they may be withdrawing their application, some job seekers are opting instead to simply disappear without a word of resolution, ghosting employers, then moving on to the next job opportunity. Now, while going off the grid might sound like a good solution at first, our expert guest for today, Medics' lead corporate recruiter, Nicole, is here to share why job seekers should think twice before ghosting employers. Instead, she's got tips for the best way to decline a job offer professionally and leave the door open for more opportunities down the road. So stay tuned for my interview with Nicole. And if you're interested in learning more about this topic and accessing additional job search resources, check out medicsteam.com/podcast after the episode. That's medicsteam.com/podcast. And now, here's my conversation with Nicole. Okay, we are back with our special guest for the day, Nicole. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, well, you know, of course, I've been looking for an opportunity to have you back on the podcast because you are an Impact Pod veteran. You've been on a few episodes already. But for listeners who might be new to the podcast, could you fill us in on what you do here at Medics and how long you've been working with the team?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have worked internally at Medics for a little over 4.5 years. My role here, I am a lead corporate recruiter. So what that means is I focus on specifically just our internal hiring. It's my job to make sure we have the right people working at Medics so that we can make sure to make the biggest impact on our clients.
Yeah, it's so funny. You don't even realize we're a company that's focused on hiring, right, in the staffing industry. And hey, we have to actually hire our own team too. So you're like a double level hiring expert on our team, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
All righty. Well, you know, we are talking about kind of a touchy subject today, and you know, all about the idea of declining job offers and, you know, what to do when your answer maybe isn't yes for a company right out the gate. And this can kind of be a tricky situation to handle. So I'm glad to have you on to hear some of your perspective and experience on the subject. But, you know, let's just
let's get all the bad vibes and negativity out of the way first. So, you know, you've had a lot of experience interviewing people, looking at applications, and unfortunately being ghosted in some of these cases. So what are some of the biggest mistakes that you've seen job candidates make when they decide to decline a job offer?
I think you hit the nail right on the head, Andy. It's ghosting. I know this is a stressful situation for a lot of people. You feel bad, right, when you have to say no to someone. But just disappearing is probably one of the biggest mistakes that you can make. It's probably the worst thing that you can do if you decide that an opportunity is not the right fit for you.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things that seems like a good idea at first, or at least the easiest idea, right? You know, rather than having to take the time to do something that's uncomfortable, it's just sometimes easier to ignore it and step away from it. I know that's how I deal with most illnesses I have and going to the doctor. I just won't go and then I'll be better. But, you know, it always catches up with you eventually. So I always got to be thinking the long term, especially when it comes to your career.
Exactly. Yep. I think that's exactly it.
All right. So if on one end of the spectrum is just completely disappearing and not following up with an employer at all, let's look at the flip side of it. So with all of that in mind, what would you recommend as the right way to go about declining a job?
Yeah, I'll hit on 3 points here. You know, I think the first thing that's important when you are thinking about declining a job offer is just make sure that you're thinking through the decision fully. I always suggest a pro and con list. I think that those are really helpful to just make sure you're thinking through all aspects of maybe the job responsibilities and how those align with your preferences. You know, the last thing you want to do is decline a job offer and then 2 days later regret your decision. It may not be final always. They may let you go back on it, but you don't want to risk that. So think it through, you know, don't make a snap judgment decision. You know, make sure that you've done your due diligence in making sure it's the right decision for you. Now, thanks to technology, there's several different ways that you can deliver the message to the recruiter or the hiring manager. I always recommend a phone call. It's old school. It may be traditional, but you know, the personal touch and the effort is always appreciated. If it's not a possibility, if for whatever reason, you know, maybe you're not comfortable making that phone call or you can't reach them, I think that a professional email is okay as long as you do it in the right way. One thing that I would not recommend is a text message. You know, unfortunately, those are just not the most professional. You can't quite leave as much information as maybe you want to. And then the last thing that you might be wondering is, you know, what do you say in that message? What should you include? I think that it can be short and sweet and simple. It doesn't have to be some long drawn out explanation. First and foremost, just, you know, thank the company, thank the recruiter for their time and their effort, everything that they invested in you. They're going to appreciate that a lot. And then if you're comfortable, I always suggest being honest, be honest and open with, you know, maybe why you're choosing to decline that job offer. It's going to help the company because then they can go back and they can make improvements. Maybe they see a trend of people declining their job offers because of their health benefits. You know, this would allow them in the next year to then maybe make some changes. So it's always helpful. I think depending on the reason that you're declining the offer, you may not want to disclose, but if you're comfortable, that can be helpful. And then I think the last piece is, you know, it's appropriate to ask if you can stay professionally connected in the future. You never know when you might find yourself back in the job market and when they might be a good resource for you. So see if you can add them on LinkedIn or, you know, if they mind you following up once a year just to stay in touch. I think those are probably, you know, 3 things that I would recommend when you are deciding to decline a job offer.
I like all of those ideas, and especially because, you know, they all come back to honesty, and it sounds so silly and obvious. But, you know, when you're in the heat of the moment, and I know there have been so many times where I've had, you know, you hear nothing for 3 months and then 3 opportunities pop up in the same week, and you're suddenly put into this position where you feel the stress of having to make a decision.
And sometimes if you just are able to take that step back and, like you talked about already, think it through fully, and then just, you know, be as upfront and honest as you can with the people you've been talking to, you know, they'll understand, right? I mean, you're a recruiter, you're a human being too, right? You've been through this experience and you understand that, you know, people's lives aren't in a vacuum and maybe they need a little time to consider things or, you know, want to really think about their response. So, you know, taking that time and just finding the best way to reach out rather than just rushing through a decision always seems to be the best course of action.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid of them being upset with you. You know, most of the times my viewpoint on it as a recruiter is, you know, it's not my place to judge or to decide what's the right fit for you. You know, that's a decision that you have to make. So I would never hold that against someone. Mm-hmm. And if they are angry with you, you know what, that's okay. Walk away. It probably wasn't the place, you know, the right place for you anyways.
Well, there you go. Well, okay. So, you know, we've covered a lot from the horrible effects of ghosting, which we do not recommend. And then on the other side of that, some of those best practice recommendations about, you know, doing it the right way and turning down a job offer. So between all of that, if listeners take away just one piece of advice from our conversation today, what do you think that should be?
You know, I think the whole goal of declining a job offer for everyone should be don't burn a bridge. You know, I mentioned it earlier, you don't know when you'll find yourself back in the job market. You also don't know where that hiring manager or recruiter might go next. Maybe you want to work for that company. So you always want to leave those opportunities open. And that's why it's important to be honest, to just let them know, and to stay professionally connected so that it could potentially even work to your advantage in the future.
That's so true because, you know, it's not just a point A to point B, right? You're looking for a job and I got a job and then that's it. Your career is a much bigger picture than that. And, you know, this opportunity right in front of you probably won't be the last one either. So any way that you can keep your options open and be thinking in the long game rather than the short term is always, always a great idea. So I love that advice.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, you've been a great resource for us on the podcast. And I'm glad that I think you are now our most frequent visitor on the show, which I am so thankful that you've taken the time out of your schedule to join us because, again, this is great information. And, you know, I'm going to hold you to coming back on the podcast sometime soon. Okay.
Anytime. I'm honored. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Talk to you soon, Nicole.
All right. Bye, Andy.
Thanks for listening to the Medics Impact Podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and access our full catalog of professional development articles on the Medics Career Impact blog.